thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Outside her Dallas townhome, Michelle Davis is polite and cautious. She's expecting me, but when I arrive, she demands an ID, saying she needs to make sure there are kids in the house. Davis takes child safety seriously. She's one of more than 15,000 Dallas Independent School District parents who okayed random drug testing for her teenager.
I like it because, you know, kids do things that you don't know they're doing. And so, the drugs that are out there these days can kill kids instantly.
Davis worries about everything from alcohol and pot to cheese, a heroin concoction linked to some 24 teen deaths in Dallas. She likes DISD's random drug test policy launched last year. Parents of students in grades 6 through 12 are urged to sign the form permitting a random test that checks for marijuana, cocaine, amphetamines, opiates, PCP, and other illegal substances. If both parent and student do not sign, no test gets done. But parents who approve are told if their child refuses a random test, and that alone could flag a problem. Davis and her daughter did sign, even though mom says she's taught her kids right from wrong.
Do you not trust your kids?
No, not always. No, I don't. I was a kid once, and sometimes they prove they're not trustworthy by their actions.
Daughter Jessica's been tested with no signs of usage.
No, I've never been tempted to try it. No, because, I mean, when I think about people who do drugs, I just think down on them, and it doesn't make me feel any better or them feel any better.
The DISD's Executive Director for Student Services, Linda Yater, runs the drug test program with a $208,000 federal grant.
Well, we believe in serving the whole child. I guess that's the best way to do it. There are a lot of things that could be going on in that student's life that if we don't address those issues, they're not going to be able to focus on those three R's that you mentioned.
Yater says random drug testing gives students under pressure to try drugs a ready excuse.
You can always say, no, I can't. You know, I know my parents signed me up, and I don't know when I'm going to get tested.
Linda Yater says of some 12,500 students tested, most, 97%, were clean. Positive results, she says, are double-checked. Then student and parent are referred to drug counselors. There are no academic or punitive penalties. There won't be an Ennis either, where Superintendent Eddie Dunn just accepted federal funds to launch a slightly different program. In keeping with a 2002 Supreme Court ruling, students in extracurricular programs will be open to random drug testing.
In a perfect world, it wouldn't be necessary. I wished it weren't, but we don't live in a perfect world.
The American Civil Liberties Union has long questioned the randomness of school drug tests. Texas ACLU legal director Lisa Graybill says there should at least be a suspicion of use.
It represents an over-policing of the school environment. It is a needless intrusion into an area of privacy.
The DISD's Yater says it doesn't seem like an intrusion when parent and student agree to the program. So far, no one has legally challenged the district's policy. Bill Siebel, KERA News.